And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Television interviewer Barbara Walters has died.
Walters started in the early 1960s as a writer and researcher on NBC's Today Show, but soon moved to a job in front of the camera, developing her interviewing technique. Questions that seemed casual, but turned out to be revealing.
Tissue, please. I now need tissue.
In 1976, Walters left NBC for ABC.
And I'm very pleased to be with you, Harry.
Where she became the first woman to co-anchor a network evening news broadcast.
This is 2020.
On ABC's news magazine 2020, and in her own specials, she continued adding to her list of big interviews, including the first TV interview with Monica Lewinsky.
CBS's Jamie Yuccas. Barbara Walters was 93. Police have arrested a man at his parents' home in Pennsylvania, charging him with first-degree murder in the killings of four college students at the University of Idaho last month. A report from CBS's Dunya Buckus.
After 19,000 tips in a quadruple murder case that drew nationwide attention.
Last night, detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger.
Koberger was arrested at his parents' Pennsylvania home. The 28-year-old is a PhD criminology student at Washington State University, just a 10-minute drive to the Idaho campus.
Southwest Airlines has returned to a relatively normal flight schedule after canceling more than 15,000 flights over the Christmas holiday. Now, how will the airlines compensate its furious passengers? CBS's Michael George has that.
Southwest has told customers to submit claims for things like hotel rooms, new plane tickets, and rental cars online, but what if you had to buy new clothes or you lost wages? Well, the airline says it'll look at passengers' extenuating circumstances on a case-by-case basis.
House Democrats have released 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson says there are some questionable aspects to the filings.
The red flag is there are some cases where it looks like income exactly matched expenses. That's just extremely rare in the real world. So, for instance, there is a company that operated the former president's personal helicopter. I believe in 2017, they reported income of $42,965. They reported exactly the same amount of expenses, therefore meaning that they owe nothing in taxes.
The office of Brazil's vice president says he's become acting president now, an indication that the outgoing president, Jair Bolsonaro, has left the country, possibly for Florida. Bolsonaro appears to be preparing to break tradition by skipping the planned inauguration of his successor on Sunday. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Urban Program.
And second hour of our program, on the line with us, veteran war correspondent Phil Itner. He is in Kyiv, Ukraine. His title is Philip Itner, PHILIPITTNER on Twitter. And, he also has a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/, Phil, how do people find your YouTube channel? The one I've got all kinds of funny letters in it.
No, just search. Wen Allen, Philip, two T's and Itner. It's all one. If you want to throw in, a keyword search, that'll probably help you. But you'll find it.
Channel, and I think it's youtube.com/Tom Hartman or Tom Hartman, one or the other. Maybe you want to.
Well, I'm an old fart. Broadcast news guy. So this used to be done by a team of professional engineers.
If we can help in any way, let me know. So Phil, you're in Kyiv, Ukraine. I understand that you were attacked by Russian missiles again this morning. You want to tell us what's up?
Yeah, rude awakening, Tom. 8 o'clock this morning, series of incoming missiles. Now, around the country, we have 76, they're saying, 60 of them stopped by Ukraine's air defenses. But some did get through, including here in Kyiv. And the air raid siren went off. The Russians do like to, in the early morning hours when you're kind of discombobulated, got out of bed, I grabbed my helmet, I grabbed my camera, because I'm, folks were heading for the shelter, but it's, part of the response. I feel I have being here is to document that I can grab my helmet, grab my camera, was prepared, went to a part of my apartment where I'm an old San Francisco. I know the whole, get into a solid archway, and was away, had come within distance. I have balconies where I can shoot large vistas of the city, and that's by on purpose. And indeed, we got a couple good solid boosts. Seismic, I could feel the explosion. I could hear the explosion. I could hear anti-air defense systems going off. The Russians have conducted on quite some time. And huge sections of the power grid. Where the grid does tend to stay on better than a lot of other places. Of course, the villages and the towns around the country that don't have the luxury at the center of the country where there's a lot of infrastructure, they're going to be without power, water, heat for quite some time. This is, again, yet another attack by the Russians to try and demoralize, to disenfranchise, to instill fear in people. But I got to tell you, Tom, after I went out, I took care of matters that needed to take care of, as we all do in our daily lives, and the people that I angry. Yeah. It's kind of a blitz mentality, as I'm sure was similar in London during the Luftwaffe. It is achieving the opposite of its aims. The harder they hit, the more difficulty it causes for people in their day. They don't get afraid, get cowed. They don't.
But there's
there's a result here.
There's a certain point at which you just can't go on. Our home, where we live, our entire lost electricity for about 2.5 days. And it froze our house. I mean, Liz and I were just, living in one room. We're dripping water so it wouldn't freeze. We're basically just, living in one room with on us and a little fireplace. We ran out of wood in the first half a day. I mean, I imagine doing that for weeks or months. I mean, just it was a real strain on us. How long will
that do that? Firstly, by saying that we're in a fantasy land. People are prepared. They're getting blankets. They're getting candles. They're getting banks to run lights off of. They're getting canned foods. They're getting butane burning or propane burning stoves that they can burn on their balconies or in their courtyards. They're living in fantasy land here. Mm-hmm. People are preparing for this. They know it's coming.
Right.
But want to say that we're nowhere near a point where the Ukrainians will break down. They're not. You haven't even scratched the surface at the resilience that the Ukrainian people are willing to persevere and have persevered for now 10 months, and they are still as strongly unified as that. I've been coming for 21 years. I have never seen it like this. You have to understand, they know their enemy. Mm-hmm. They know Russians very well, and they know the consequences of capitulation to their old imperial master. They will never subject themselves to being a colonial vassal state. And ever again, I know people are just swapping one colonizer for another, swapping Moscow for Brussels or D.C. Well, then they don't know the Ukrainian people. And the resolve be independent for the first time in hundreds of years, something they have aspired to since Mongols basically overran this place, centuries ago. This is their opportunity for true self-determination and for Ukrainian. They can study Ukrainian history, and more than anything else, they can chart their own path. Are willing to put up with so much. They don't like it. I am not comfortable. I am not enjoying myself here. It is important, I feel, that I be here and stand with you. I love this country as much as I do. But I can tell you from Ukrainian friends, they're ready to put up with an all more. Not that they want to, but they will. About freedom.
I totally get it. I'm curious, Phil. There are people both on the far left here in the United States who are running around saying, hey, let's negotiate with Putin and just, give him what he wants and or whatever. America shouldn't be involved in this to make money for the military industrial complex. We kind of screechy things. But I'm wondering how widely known is in Ukraine about the consequences of Russian occupation. I'm thinking of the cities that Russia occupied early in this war that
recovered. And then when they went into these cities, they found the women in these cities, down to girls 7, 8 years old, systematically raped by the Russian soldiers as a weapon of war, that homes had been destroyed as a weapon of war, the people had been tortured with electricity and red hot pokers and sexually tortured, physically tortured, and the execution, people who had been friends of the government, as it were, and had a Ukrainian flag, were had their hides behind their back and were shot in the back of the head and put in mass graves. How is that known across Ukraine?
Where to start with an answer to that, Tom?
Oh, we have about Phil.
Okay, the Ukrainians know their enemy better than anybody. They have a history with the Russians. If anybody understands cruelty and the capacity for cruelty of the Russian armed force, it's the Ukrainians. You have to understand this is a country that was starved to death in the early part of the 20th century. Some estimates say they lost 7 million through starvation, purposely imposed upon them by Stalin. They went through the Second World War. As much as the Russians crow about their activities during the Second World War, the Soviet Union that was invaded by the Germans, and more so than here and in neighboring Belarus. They know what it is to suffer and to be persecuted and to have their people killed in the hundreds, if not millions. So they know they're in it, know the cruelty and the potential for cruelty of the Russians. It's another reason why they're so resilient. They know what's out there, what's coming, and it is hard to say, of peace and goodwill towards men, they're intolerant of Russian occupation. They will not deal with it. They're done being colonized. They're being oppressed. So they are aware of the cruelty. Instead of being afraid of it, or instead of saying, oh, capitulate, quite the contrary, it drives them on to understand that they have to be free of the boot that's been on their neck for centuries. And that's why you into thinking this is about NATO. Don't let the Russians get into thinking this is something about Nazism. I'm here now. There may be Nazis, but there are Nazis here as there are in so many different nations, including the United States or in Russia. It doesn't mean that they should carpet bomb or rape, pillage this country because there's Nazis here. The Ukrainians, they know what they're up against. They know that they hear these terrible stories out of occupied Ukraine. They're not going to let it happen. So they won't forget anybody.
We have just 30 seconds to a hard break here.
Yes.
I got an email this morning from a group purporting to bring electricity, portable generators and things into Ukraine, and I was interested to send them some money. How can people who are listening best help Ukraine?
Erwin, here's a good one that I am personally connected to. Erwin Redliner, Dr. Erwin Redliner, the Ukrainian Action Assistance Program. If you just Google Erwin Redliner, it'll bring. I know people who work with him. It's a good organization.
How do you spell his last name?
R E D L E N E R.
R E D L E N E R.
The Ukrainian.
I got it. I'll track it down, Phil, and I'll tell people about it. Phil Itner,
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah,
thank you for your time.
Yeah, going up, and great talking to you.
This Tom Hartman program.
15 minutes past the hour for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing any drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. Immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your
with new habits and totally change your life. And have PPO private health insurance, the entire program will be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-246-1581. 877-246-1581.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief television pioneer Barbara Walters has died. She may be best remembered for her 1999 interview of White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
Did you ever think about Hillary Clinton?
I did. I thought about her a lot, but I never thought she would find out.
28-year-old Brian Koberger has been arrested in Pennsylvania and charged with killing four University of Idaho students last month. Steve Gonsalves is the father of one of the victims.
This is the first bit of joy that we've had in close to 7 weeks. We hope that they've picked the right guy, and that gives us hope, and we haven't had hope for a long time.
Southwest is back to a normal schedule after canceling 15,000 flights over the Christmas holiday. Some flyers have already forgiven the airline.
We should all give them a second chance.
So they had some hiccups. Everybody had hiccups. They just need to update their systems a little bit.
I'll fly with them again, but I can't say that's the same for people I know.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I wasn't reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, the list goes actually over 250 things on this list, and about thirds of it is on a video over at TomHartman.com. Check. 24 minutes past the hour. A bunch of other things here I want to real quickly. Down in Georgia,
The Georgia Run was created in the 1970s by Gene Talmadge to break what he referred to as voting by black people. Of course, it wasn't block voting. It was simply people showing up to vote. And it worked for them for quite a while. From 1992 to 2015, there were 8 runoffs in which Republicans won 7 of them. And there was a shift in the favor of Republicans out of those 7. So this system actually helped Republicans. Or since 2018, there have been 6 runoffs since 2018, and Democrats have won 4. In other words, the system is working. So Brad Raffensperger is saying, and Governor Trump is saying, we need to come up with something different. We need to change the election system to make, we need to figure out another way to stop. How do we do this? And Raffensperger actually is, pushing some changes that are not totally. He's saying that we should expand early voting locations, reduce wait times in large counties. That's a good thing. And he's also saying that we should go with ranked rather than runoff primaries, which is a good thing. I'm kind of scratching my head here. I think the reality is that the legislature will never do it. Maybe that's why Raffensperger can safely promote things that would actually help elections. But, who knows? So but keep an eye on that story. It's a fascinating one. So the House of Representatives yesterday passed a bill would allow for a binding site or a binding vote in Puerto Rico about whether a state. Louise and I, for our 50th wedding anniversary, Puerto Rico for a couple of days, and had a couple of conversations with Puerto Ricans. A taxi driver, actually, who was one of the chattiest people, said the opposition within Puerto Rico to statehood is because Puerto Ricans get federal benefits right now. They're they qualify for Social Security and their benefits, or many, many benefits. I'm not Social Security, but he said they get many federal benefits, but they don't pay federal income. And if they become a state, they're going to have to start paying federal income. So, but the last plebiscite, 82% of Puerto Ricans saying, yes, we want statehood. So we'll see where this goes. Of course, allowing for just, this is just for a binding vote, right? Allowing for this, it now goes to the Senate, where it will be hit with a Republican filibuster, which means that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema would have to say yes, vote to get around the filibuster. Is that going to happen? I'm scared.
Listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I've got to tell you about the latest Trump's NFT scam, and I'll pick up your phone calls. Break, stick around.
Do you have an old car sitting around? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, you don't need that car anymore. Donate it, running or not. United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick you up free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through protection by offering women free or low-cost exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Right now at 800-280-935. 800-280-935. That's 800-280-935. 800-280-935.
Do you have a car sitting you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call veteran car donation program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. Donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. Proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vet. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing. Here's the number.
800-880-4013. 800-880-4013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental problems. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? A cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy and more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics, the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere. Our website at tomhartman.com makes a great gift, too. Insight and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Go food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net, education, or set up a small business. They really are the keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You reboot it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down. Deciding our elections, for starters. This is the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than ours. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must remember the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax, 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream, bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics, Reagan Bush, Clinton Bush era. We're all in this together. Rebooting the American dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show you Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on health care, global climate, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Go to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. To TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. Thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Now, you said anything that saves 50,000 lives every year and saves the nation $600 billion every year would be something that there'd be an absolute political consensus. But everybody would be saying, oh, 50,000 lives? I could be one of those lives. $600 billion a year. Imagine what you could have. The impact you could have on poverty and education, health, and everything else. Well, it turns out there's a new study that was published in the peer-reviewed publication GEO, done by University of Madison, Wisconsin research. And you know, they looked at this issue, the consequence of burning fossil fuels, both for transportation and electricity, and found that if we simply ended fossil fuels and went with clean sources of electricity, $8 billion a year. There's a whole video about it on TomHartmann.com. Check it out. Last story here that I wanted to share with you on the second hour here. He's actually a real guy. His name is Anthony Joseph Gione, or Gionet. And he's a white nationalist. He was busted on January 6th. He, buried a cop and, you know, the whole thing, right? And he pleaded guilty to assaulting a guard. He went to 30 days in jail. He's waiting time to go to jail. And 4 days ago, his Twitter account was reinstated on Twitter. And so he tweeted, "Well, for an NFT salesman." Right. This is apparently a sentiment that echoing around the right wing. This is absolutely fascinating. It's the website, thewriting.com. You know, they probably, Howard Sobel reads the wing website so you don't have to, and then he summarizes it in this daily top headlines in the far right for the rest of us. And the American Conservative, the headline, "Trump immigrates to the world." This is not good news for Donald Trump. The New York Post, "Don't give any money to con artist Trump." American Thinker, "Is there a brilliant ulterior motive in Trump's baseball card fundraiser? It's entirely possible Trump is trying to circumvent the net left's nasty doxing." No, it's a grift. Weird. Right. Elon Musk explains media suspension, but screeching lib hypocrites can't take it. The Proud Boys plan to protest Jacksonville drag queen show. Dem Congresswoman Katie Porter claims it's not what she said. This is right wing. They took a quote of hers out of context, did a couple of words, and completely changed it. So, you know, what can you say? Anyway, I'm picking up your phone calls in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, George, I need your mouth closer to your microphone. What's up?
Oh, there. First of all, days and seasons greetings to you and Louise and every department organization.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you, and especially Joyce, who answers the phone. She is always kind and lovely and helpful.
She is.
Well, the other day when you were talking about falling asleep sister radio when you were a kid,
mm-hmm.
My dad was a radio man in World War II, and he had an interest in things radio. Afterwards, I can remember when I was that he would go to the giant Allied radio house in Chicago for parts and
kits. I remember Ally.
There you go. It later morphed into Jack.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah, Ally, all kinds of stuff. In fact, when I was a little kid, in the late 50s, early 60s, my recollection, we're selling a lot of World War II surplus stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, and it was an amazing place. Huge and endless bins and drawers and of parts and
yep.
kits and all kinds of stuff. He built, among other things, a shortwave that he would listen to Morse code and write down the message, usually weather, amazing how skilled he still was 15 years after the war.
Yeah.
He built a Morse set so that he could teach my brother, the younger brother, how to do Morse. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a key and a buzzer.
Right.
And
can you still copy Morse code?
Not like I used to. I'd say probably maybe a third of the alphabet.
Yeah, I got as high, you know, I was a 21 to get my general ticket back, you know, in 1965, whatever it was, 65, 64, I think it was, and renewed my license. I picked up code. I'm up to about 5 words a minute. So if anybody who's a licensed amateur radio operator to meet me on 40 meters in the CW part of the land on some weekend for 10 minutes, tolerate, you know, a poorly done 5 word CW, Morse code. No, you know, drop me a note. Anyhow, George, what'd you call about?
And I'm sure your touch on the key is very
I think it's very clumsy.
Yeah. But the thing that he for me and my younger brother was a radio set. And he the variation of instead of having band of metal that you moved back and forth across.
Right, variable capacitor, variable condenser, yeah.
Yeah. He tuner switch on. And so we would pop on the headphones and just be amazed about the stations we could, especially at night after the sun went down from far away. Yeah. And we often fall asleep with the headphones. Of course, it could only be one of us at a time.
Yeah.
And our favorite team, the Chicago White Sox, is playing a night game on the East Coast.
There you go.
And then our dad was around in the morning. He'd tease us and ask, "You have hot ears this morning, boys?"
That's great.
Anyway, but what I, the political make point is this. I'm a proud blue stater from this is the land of Lincoln. And right now, the state is pursuing the kind of progressive policy Lincoln would approve of. First, it was about maybe between 2 and 3 months ago, the state legislature law, which Governor Pritzker signed. Beginning, I think, with next school year, will take a course in critical thinking that will enable them to analyze the news and propaganda and political speech and such. First, union to do that.
Wow, starting at what grade?
Wish I could tell you. I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's a huge deal. That's wonderful.
Yes. By the time every public school student graduates from high school will have had this kind of instruction, and that's all to the good. Secondly, as you probably know, we passed an amendment to the state constitution, the Workers' Rights Amendment, which guarantees rights of working people in this state to organize, to bargain collectively. It precedes a lot of federal law in the state. So we'll probably be getting rid of a so-called right to work non-union jobs over the next few years. And the last thing currently being debated in the legislature, which the governor will sign, is a ban on assault weapons in the state of Illinois, the age limit to buy a gun to 21, and outlawing all gigantic magazines.
Yeah, so we just outlawed those big magazines here in Illinois, and it's tied up in court right now.
So, but Illinois has a lot of flack from the right wing, but we keep moving on and doing the right thing for the.
Good on you, George. Good on Illinois. George, thanks for the and thanks
You're
for
welcome.
The trip down memory lane. Charles, hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
How are you?
Good.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Back ahead.
The question of how we go beyond our identities to find a common identity that is going to get us out of the soup here, because
you'd say Democratic and Republican are also tribal identities. And there was a period of time, you know, certainly my lifetime, where Democrats and Republicans were not throats. They were, you know, they thought each other were wrong, but they weren't at each other's throats, and shoot up power stations, and they weren't trying to steal elections like that. Anya, back to you.
Yeah, a friend of mine challenged me one time, who's an atheist, and he was thinking that I wasn't or whatever, and he said, I responded to I say, some people say to me, God's right, he said, and some people say to me, God doesn't exist, right? And I say, what the hell are you talking about? The point being, to escape all these ideas, all these pictures, we have another source. That is our own experience of existence, not through our senses. And I think that you have experience that yourself too. So this is where I feel we need to. We're going to find that we have a vast commonality once we're on that. And it's just a question of how do we get people.
That's what you're talking about. Yeah. What is when they walk out at night on a night and look up at the sky, at the stars, and go, wow.
Right.
Yeah,
That's a scientific formula, and it's not a religious idea. It's a real.
I agree, and I've been of the opinion since the 1960s, as a teenager, I tried psychedelic drugs. The main reason why to people using psychedelics is that it people an independent sense of the divine outside of the control of a church system. Has altered my life. I mean, and there's been absolutely no doubt in my mind that there is something much, much larger than I am, that is really the entire universe, that is conscious, that I'm part of, and that I will be part of when this body is long gone. There's no doubt in my mind. We can debate all day long the qualities of that, or what it is, or how our anthropomorphization of it, forgive my mangling a word, alters our understanding of it, or even full or useless or whatever. I mean, we can have a religion all day long, but this essential spiritual experience is one that is available to all people. And rebels is the wrong word, but this is people to in many ways just kind of wake up. And with you, Charles, I think that building a community around what Jefferson called God in the Declaration of Independence is a solid place to start. Do you have any ideas how to make it happen?
Yeah, well, I write about this at laprogressive.org, but I think this is the answer to backlash to CRT, critical race theory, and the whole race debate. Identities.
Right. See the essential divinity in all. Charles, thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's 48 minutes.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
And I'll be right back to your calls. It's Tom Hartman here with you. Fair. You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. I only recommend brands to my listeners that believe in, and I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN protects your online activity. Lots of your cheap or free VPNs are selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their servers incapable of storing any of your data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN uses Lightway, the new VPN
protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever and slow your connection. But ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. ExpressVPN.com/Tom today and get 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's ExpressVPN.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.